May 11, influence of our words. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Colossians 3:17. Men are greatly under the influence of their own words. You are not conscious how much you are affected by your words. You accustom yourself to speak in a certain way, and your thoughts and actions follow your words. One accustoms himself to assert certain things in regard to himself, and at last he comes to believe them. Our thoughts produce our words, and our words react upon our thoughts. If a man forms a habit of using sacred words reverently, he will form the custom of carefulness of speech, knowing that there is a witness to every word uttered. When the feelings become excited and the speech is exaggerated, the mode of speaking is always extreme. It acts and reacts upon ourselves. The word declares, "By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Matthew 12:37. If our words act upon ourselves, they act more powerfully upon others. There is great mischief done by words spoken. God alone knows and measures the result of a careless, exaggerated mode of speaking. There is much swearing done in spirit. You are reproducing your own character in others. You may express many things that will create in other minds a course of thought which will lead them into false paths. God may spare you to outlive your exasperated feelings and come to have sensible thoughts. You may outlive your doubts and through repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ escape from the snare of the fowler. You may pass into the sunshine of faith, but oh, you may never be conscious that these words are doing their mischievous work in the soil of the hearts of others and poisoning it. Here is a harvest some must reap. Raise a standard for Christ Jesus and have all your words select, seasoned with salt. Cultivate true dignity. Let your words feel the influence of the converting power of God. Let wholesome words be spoken.